Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. It's a good thing to know that God's love can bring healing. Pastor Corinne started talking to us about that last week, a love that heals. Somebody say that with me. A love that heals. It's powerful, right? Not only does God's love make you feel warm and fuzzy, it also has this powerful healing virtue that when you are broken, it can make you whole again. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Now, I'm not talking about the love that they talk about in pop songs or in some stuff on the radio or in some movies. I'm talking about the love of God. The love of God is a force that is healing. And we, as His children, can share that love. We can walk in that love. We can live in that love. Today, I want to talk to you about lightening your load. Look at somebody and say, lighten your load. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you. Cast all your cares. That's another translation says it like that. Cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. And this is something important for us to understand if we want to advance in life. You can't go where you need to go carrying heavy burdens. If you want to go further, if you want to go higher, you cannot carry the pains, the hurts of your past. So I want you to visualize for a second climbing a mountain. To reach the pinnacle, to reach the mountain's peak, you cannot take with you unnecessary baggage. You can't take extra baggage if you want to climb the mountain of success or the mountain of God's purpose for you. If you really want to advance in life, you have to lighten your load. That's why Scripture instructs us to cast all your cares on Him. There's a purpose behind that Scripture. It's not just something nice. If you're worried, if you're concerned, if you're anxious, go ahead and cast your cares on Him and He's going to make you feel better about yourself. No, it's imperative if you want to continue to go higher and higher in your journey of faith and even be successful in life. You have to continue to lighten your load, continue to approach the cross to cast your cares upon Him. If you want to go higher, you have to get lighter. How many here want to go higher? You want to go higher in what God has called you to do, in your purpose, and what you were created to do. I don't know about you, but that's me as well. And we have to learn to let go, especially of the pains that weigh the heart down. Did you know that you can have a heavy heart? You ever looked in somebody's eyes and you could tell that they were carrying a lot? Yes. You could see it in their eyes or you could see it on their face. They were just carrying all of this emotional weights, all of this on in their heart. And God doesn't want you to go through life with a heavy heart. How many believe that? That's why He said, cast all your cares on Me because I care for you. Do you believe that He cares for you? Do you believe that you can cast all your cares on Him? Do you believe that it's His desire to lighten your load? It's absolutely God's will and desire for you to lay down the heaviness that you have at His feet. Isn't that great news? The heaviness that we carry in life, that sometimes we pick up along the way, that sometimes we go through experiences, we go through painful circumstances, God is inviting us to lay those things down at His feet. God wants you to be unburdened by the past so you can be equipped for the future. Listen to that. You have to be unburdened from your pain so you will be equipped for your purpose. And this is a great thought. There's great thought and great planning that goes into what goes in the bag for the mountain climber. Have you ever thought about that? There's great thought. There's great planning. It's not just anything gets into the mountain climber's bag. Everything has purpose. There are some things in the bag that nourish them. There are some things in the bag that help them climb. There are some things in the bag that help shelter and protect them from the elements. But everything in the mountain climber's bag has a purpose. There is no extra weight. We must, like the mountain climber, we must let go of pain so that God can take us higher. Good. Scripture tells us this, that God wants to make an exchange with us. Look at somebody and say, God wants to make an exchange with you. This is what Isaiah 61:3 says, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Can I read that again? These are the type of exchanges that God wants to make with us. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So he makes a trade. He gives us beauty for ashes. He gives us joy in the place of mourning. So before you attempt to go climbing higher spiritually or in your purpose, make sure that you're making meaningful exchanges with God. This is one of the things when we come into God's presence, we make these exchanges, right? Did you know that God makes exchanges like that? Yes. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for the spirit of heaviness. We're starting back our grief group, our grief recovery group. I'll say it that way, grief recovery group this Tuesday night. Why? Because in God's presence and in God's community, God can make an exchange with us. Joy in the place of mourning. Beauty for ashes. Praise for the spirit of heaviness. God wants to make exchanges with us so that we will succeed, so that we can advance in our purpose. His joy has the power to elevate you. Look at somebody and say, His joy can elevate you. His joy elevates us above difficulty. This is what Hebrews 12:2 says. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy, here we go, for the joy before him, he endured the cross. So Hebrews tells us that joy helped Jesus endure the cross. We see the picture of Jesus on the cross. We visualize all the pain, all of the suffering that he went through. It says that joy empowered him to endure the cross. Isn't that powerful that joy can help you endure hardship? Joy gives you endurance. When God's people were overwhelmed by what they had been through, and what needed to be accomplished, Nehemiah instructed them this way. In Nehemiah 8:10, he said, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. They were in a difficult spot. They had been through so much. And maybe you've been through a lot. But they were overwhelmed with what needed to be accomplished. And Nehemiah encouraged them this way. He said, look, don't focus on the grief, but focus on the fact that God's joy is your strength. The joy of the Lord can strengthen you so much that you can rise above grief, that you can rise above difficulty, that you can rise above uncertainty, you can rise above worry or fears. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Look at somebody and say, God's joy is my strength. We must learn to trade our sorrow for joy. This is how we overcome pain. We make a trade with God. Joy for mourning. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Maybe you are weeping. You are in a season that is tough, tough. You're wrestling with some stuff. But I want to tell you that God's joy can come and transform everything. Weeping may come, weeping will come in the course of our lives, but when joy shows up, it changes everything. There are night moments, there are night seasons, but God wants to send you His joy. Do you believe that? God wants to send you His joy. Amen. Revelation 22:16 calls Jesus the bright and morning star. Literally, in heaven, there is no need for the sun and stars because God and Jesus, right, the Godhead is so luminous. They are the morning. They are the morning. I want to tell you, when Jesus shows up, He brings joy. Yeah. Weeping may endure for the night. We go through night seasons. But when Jesus shows up, joy shows up. When Jesus shows up, He brings the joy of the Lord that strengthens us, that transforms our circumstances. Jesus is the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes with the morning. Jesus is the morning. Invite Jesus into whatever the heaviness, whatever the difficulty that you're going in. I want to challenge you to invite Jesus into it. And this is something that we do. It's personal. It's something that we do. It's a daily walk with God to say, Jesus, I invite you into the pain. I invite you into the things I've gone through to help bring healing, to bring your joy that transforms. God, I want to make an exchange. Jesus, I invite you to make an exchange with me to help me lighten my load so I can succeed, so that I can climb to the purpose that God has for me. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Jesus is the morning. God is the Father of light, and He brings joy. God wants to make an exchange with you today. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do, sir.
He wants to make exchanges with us in every season. He knows what you need before you even know it. Before I even perceive what I need, He already knows, and He's waiting to make an exchange with me. That's the power of getting into the presence of God. I want to be around my Heavenly Father. Why? Because He's always giving me good things. Every good and perfect gift comes from up above, coming down from the Father of lights. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm desirous to get here on Sunday to connect with Him. I'm desirous to wake up in the morning and have devotion moments with Him. Why? Because He is going to make meaningful exchanges with me. He trades the garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Wow. He wants to give you a garment of praise in the place of the heaviness in your life. I want you to think about that for a second. This is why worship is so important, because some exchanges only happen in worship. Some exchanges only happen in praise. He says He will give you a garment of praise. This is what's so powerful, what can be released in praise. You can make an exchange. You can come before God even when you are in a difficult moment. If you will press through in praise, God will put a garment of praise on you instead of the spirit of heaviness that you've been carrying. Some of you need to stay around just for praise and worship for the next service. Now you got this revelation, because God wants to put the garment of praise on you, trade you that garment of praise. Now you want to come and you want to get in God's presence and praise Him in the place of where the heaviness was. If you've been carrying heaviness, you need to be the first person to offer praise. If you have been living in heaviness, be the first person in the altar. Be the first person in the aisle, giving God praise. Where did David go after his son died? It said he got up, he took a shower, and he went to the house of God to praise. because he understood that God would give him a garment of praise in the place of the heaviness that he was carrying from loss. God wants to give you a meaningful exchange, the garment of praise. Man, you have to know God is making exchanges. Some exchanges he makes with us in worship. Some exchanges he makes with us in praise. Some exchanges he makes with us when we read his word. Some exchanges he makes with us when we're praying, when we're communicating with him. But God wants to make exchanges.
Yes, he does.
Some exchanges you only find in praise and worship. But God wants to make an exchange with you. Joy in the place of mourning. A garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. But you'll miss out on some of the best trades if you don't learn the power of praise. Praise is interactive, right? You can't just praise sitting down. Praise requires movement. Praise is sound activated. Look at somebody and say, praise is sound activated. We sing, shout until the walls come down. It's sound activated. God is gracious. I want to be near him. I want to be in his presence because the psalmist said in Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Isaiah said in 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison to those who were bound. Just as much as Jesus brings healing to the physical body, he mends broken hearts. I hope you get this through the course of this series. Jesus doesn't want you just to be healed on the outside. He wants you to be healed and whole on the inside. Not just looking healthy, being healthy. Inside out. He doesn't want you just to appear to have a healthy heart, but to actually, when you're all alone, actually have a healthy heart. Is there brokenness in you today? He hung on the cross for our sins and for the healing of our physical body, but he also hung on the cross to mend broken hearts. Is there brokenness that you have caused by pain? Brokenness caused by past hurts? Brokenness caused by trauma? I want to tell you, don't name yourself broken. Would you stand with me? Don't name yourself broken. Many people in the world have grown accustomed to naming their brokenness and owning their brokenness, but that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible does not teach you to be a broken person. The Bible does not teach you to live broken, to sing songs about you're beautifully broken and beautifully. No. The Bible invites us to come to the foot of the cross and be healed. I'm so glad that I don't have to stay in my brokenness. We all go through moments where we feel broken or are broken or there's some dysfunction or there's some heaviness, but God invites us to be healed. He invites us to the cross to be made whole again. In a moment, I want to open up the altar that you can come and you can lay your brokenness down. You can cast your cares because he cares for you. God cares for you. Do you believe that God cares for you? Do you believe that God wants to make you whole? I'm so glad that I don't have to let brokenness become my identity. I can go to the Lord and receive a new name. I can be called the healed of the Lord. I can be called the healed of the Lord, I can receive healing for my soul. That is what God wants for all of us. He doesn't want us to name ourselves broken. Don't let brokenness become your identity by what you're known for. Let healed, let redeemed, let saved be your identity.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.